On the show today, we have Larky's very own Greg Hemman talking about how credit unions can nudge their members. Find out in our talk. Check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Greg Hemman from the organization called Larky. How are you, Greg?
I am doing very well. Thanks a lot.
Good, good. Hey, before the show, we were talking about the great weather in Michigan right now. You guys are experiencing a warming trend, which is great. Congratulations on that. So, and another great thing we're talking about is Nudge. You guys have just released this product slash service called Nudge. So give us a quick overview on what Nudge is all about.
I am happy to do that. So we've been working with credit unions for about 5 years now, and we've learned a lot along the way. We really took the best of what we learned, and we put it into a new product called Nudge, mm-hmm. and we rolled it out. What Nudge really is the ability to do the things that credit unions valued most about working with us, but within their mobile banking app.
Okay.
So when we first started, we were always a separate app that credit union members downloaded. We have a lot of success with that. We've got credit unions in 25 states and 3 provinces mm-hmm. in Canada that use that. But the request we got again and again from credit unions was, couldn't this be just part of our mobile banking app? Wouldn't it be cool if we had the ability to really contact and communicate with our members through our mobile banking app instead of this separate thing? And so that's exactly what we did. We okay. built this toolkit that is super easy for any app to bundle in. And so our sort of tagline, our thing is, it takes one day for one developer. And I've had so many conversations with development teams saying, no, nothing ever takes a day. It can't be that easy. It is that easy. We've done them now. It takes one day for one developer. We provide full support. And what that actually does is, once it's bundled in, it is totally a marketing project, not an IT project.
Okay.
So say you're a marketing person and it's Saturday morning, you think, oh my gosh, we're sponsoring that 5K run downtown. We want to make sure that people know we're there. We're giving out water bottles. Cool, you can log in. It's as easy as sending a tweet. You can type in the address, type in what time of day you want, and people, when they're there, they'll see a notification on their phone saying, hey, come visit us and we'll give you a water bottle. But you know, it's really a lot about engagement. And the way a lot of the marketing folks think about us now is they're spending a lot of money on billboards, radio ads, maybe social media, and they're kind of hoping that at that moment that someone's making a purchase decision, mm-hmm. maybe they're just buying something at the grocery store, maybe they're buying a car, they're remembering their credit union and using credit union products and services. And really with Nudge, we can help bridge that gap and make sure in the moment people see that compelling reason and remember, oh yeah, my credit union can help me out here. So we're really right. excited to be part of those transactions and part of that decision cycle.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like taking it a step in, and it's another level here, Greg, it sounds like, in online or mobile marketing, it sounds like. So how exactly does it work? I mean, I know it integrates with or it bundles with a credit union's mobile app. And then where do we go from there? I mean, obviously the marketing department's a big part of it. Obviously yes. integrating, you know, IT is involved as well as far as the integration goes and stuff. So how does it work between credit union and member? Where's the connection?
Let me go back half step and answer okay. a little bit more. The IT integration part really happens with the mobile banking app provider. So very few credit unions, there are some, but very few write their own mobile banking app. So we've done deals with a lot of the mobile banking app providers across the country, and part of that is that one day, one developer bit. But once it's in, they're rolling it out in all of their mobile banking apps, and it's a matter of, do you want this turned on or off? So it's really not, truly not an IT project for
okay.
those folks. Part of what we learned in the first 5 years of working with credit unions was, as helpful as we could be and as much as we could use best practices from other credit unions, the better off we would all be in this. So part of what we promise is that we don't just give a marketing department and say, oh, congratulations, you have Nudge, good luck. We have people on my staff, we have account representatives that work with each credit union and really talk to them about, what are your goals for marketing for this quarter? Hey, it's, you know, back to school time. Are you mm-hmm. doing student loans? Are you doing something with the holidays coming up? How can we help you really supplement your marketing policies, your marketing projects with this tool? And
okay.
that's really the sort of beauty of it. And then there's a lot of measurable analytics behind it about, hey, you know, you set up that Nudge because you thought that a lot of people are going to be shopping for holiday gifts this season.
Mm-hmm.
How many saw that? How did that respond? What did people do about using their debit card if that was your campaign? So it's really fun to sort of be bundled in with the marketing folks and working closely with them.
So can you give me an example of how it would work at ABC Credit Union? And you were shopping for back to school stuff or whatever. So how ABC Credit Union would contact their members saying, hey, Target has a sale on notebooks or something. I don't know. I'm just kind of imagining.
There are many different use cases. So let me give you one that comes to mind. credit union that we're working with. They have a closed seg. They're trying to recruit new members. That's one of their goals for this year. And so they're putting a program in place where, hey, if you're a member of the credit union and you bring in someone else, so when you're near a branch, it'll pop up a notification because a lot of their branches are within the manufacturing facilities. That's their seg. So bring in somebody from the lunch or bring in somebody, one of your coworkers, and you can get, they're actually doing a deposit into people's accounts. So that's kind of a cool use case.
Okay.
There's a credit union that sponsors a music venue. And they have special privileges for members when they go to the venue. They basically get to skip the line. So they're talking to us about presenting on screen. Hey, don't forget, because you're part of the credit union, skip the line and go right in. So
fast pass. I like that. Okay.
We have a couple credit unions that are doing auto loans. We're in the auto dealer's lot that they can pop up a notification and say, hey, we can help you get that car today. So there's a lot of different ways people are using it really to sort of, you know, make sure that that connection with the credit union is there and it's top of mind.
So why did, I mean, okay, I was going to say, why did you create it? You already told me the way you created it, because you were kind of answering credit unions' feedback based on what, how you've been working with them for the last 5 years. And it was like, so this is kind of a compilation of the feedback that you guys have been getting from credit unions. Like, hey, we got this really important feedback from credit unions. Let's create this and answer their pain points, answer their wants and needs and desires.
One was, I'm incredibly thankful to the credit unions we've worked with because a lot of them started talking to their mobile app providers, their mobile banking app providers, and saying, hey, we want this thing. They introduced us and they got those conversations going. So that was great. And then really for a lot of the mobile banking app providers, we would hear things like, oh, we've been talking about trying to do something like this functionality. And we'd start to talk about what Larkey has learned about, make sure you don't use battery, make sure you're not going off when someone's going down the highway at 80 miles an hour because people don't want a notification then.
Right.
Do you want to send those at 3 in the morning? Do you want to send notifications only for business hours? How close should people be? When's the last time they got one? And once we started sort of talking about the things we've learned, people realized, well, maybe we should just work with you guys and do this. And that was
makes sense. Out. Makes sense. So how do you see this benefiting credit unions overall? It sounds like it sounds like this is a more proactive approach in conversing with their members, right?
Okay, so I totally lost you, but I think it was right when you started into the new question.
How do you see it benefiting credit unions? It sounds like it's a more proactive way for them to kind of converse with their members, right?
Yeah, it is. And a lot of credit unions are looking at their marketing spend, and by no means we're not telling them to stop spending money on other things, but they're thinking about what they're spending on billboards and radio ads and other things. They're thinking, how do we make sure that's effective? Billboards, they may know this many cars drove past, or they may know on, you know, this many people listen to this Spotify channel. But really for us, it's bridging that gap and making sure if you're going to spend, you know, literally millions of dollars on marketing, you should really think about closing that loop a little bit more and making sure that you're top of mind when the people make the decision, not just when they're driving down the highway or listening to their favorite music.
Well, that leads me to like the analytics part of it. So tell me about the analytics part of it, because you mentioned that in the beginning. It's like, so how, I mean, obviously analytics are super important today. So how does that tie in with what you guys are providing?
Sure. So we can do everything from heat maps of showing this is where your members are hanging out. And we've had credit unions talk to us about as they're doing branch planning, thinking about, well, if this is where members are, we didn't realize people were spending so much time over there. Maybe we should do a branch there, or ATM planning. So that's been an interesting outcome of that. We've done some things where people who tap on notifications, we can provide information back to the credit unions of, hey, Mike looks like he was looking for a car. He got a notification and he tapped on it last weekend. And so that's been a helpful piece of it. And we can do things like, here's your nudges that are working and here's ones that are not. Because we've had credit unions that set up campaigns and then they really need to understand and measure how many people are even seeing this, how many people are triggering the nudge to understand, is this good and how can we tune and tweak the campaign. And again, our staff is always happy to help and sort of look at those analytics with them, because it's a little bit of new territory for some of our new credit unions of saying, I'm not sure what to do with this data. So we're helpful to do that. And then some credit unions that are a little bit on the bigger side can do more with business analytics and feeding some of that data into some of their back-end systems and knowing what to do with it then. But you know, one of the things I wanted to mention is part of what I'm really excited about is we're a solution that's not just for the biggest credit unions. We have some one branch credit unions with, you know, tens of millions in assets that work with us, and we're really proud and pleased to do that. We have some multi-billion-dollar credit unions, and we always want to stay that way. We always want to have a solution that can scale, and if you've got a big marketing team, great. If you've got a marketing person who also does three other jobs, we're happy with them too. So we're still staying the whole spectrum of credit
unions. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, because I think products that address that whole spectrum, I think are just spot on, spot on. So what are your goals with this? What do you want to do? What do you want to achieve here, obviously, with credit unions? Because it sounds like, again, this is a very proactive tool for credit unions to use to converse with their members.
we really want to continue to help credit unions be successful and provide great services for their members. One of my biggest fears from the first days that we started with Larkey was members don't know fully what their credit union can do to help them succeed in their financial life. And we really want to help connect credit unions with members at the right time and place. That's the big thing of Nudge, to make that successful. So we're thrilled that we're working with a lot of great providers of mobile banking apps. In the next year, we've got targets for how many more we want to work with and how we really get out to more financial institutions, more credit unions, and help build that connection.
Right, right on. And it sounds like, I mean, as you're talking, I'm thinking this is another way for your credit union to kind of stay top of mind with your members as well because of the notifications and things like that, right?
Definitely.
Okay, that's good. All right, and... last question before I let you go, Greg, because I know you're a busy man. So where can we find out more about Nudge? Where can folks go?
If you haven't been to the Larkey website in a while, larky.com, that has been revamped to talk more and more about Nudge.
Okay.
There is a fun 80-second YouTube video that really explains it if you don't have attention to read things. I'll be at two conferences next week, one in California, one in Chicago, and then, of course, our mutual friends, Filene, Big Bright Minds, I'll be there again this year.
Oh, cool. I'll be there too.
Good deal. Then we can like shake hands in person.
Indeed. Indeed. And talk more about Nudge. All right, man. All right, Greg. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. Congrats on your success. And we'll be watching Nudge as well. And can't wait for Filene's Big Bright Minds where we will get an update on how things are going.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime, sir. Anytime.